We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them sincerely for their contribution, and want to thank Connor O'Donnell, our video stream operator, for keeping us here to look at you, stare you down as you try to begin your morning. And we want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, very much so. Thanks very much. And thanks to our executive producer. No one screams Cinco de Mayo to me more than Dustin William Rhodes.
We will respond with hellacious effort.
Not really a word. And thanks to Ray Diaz. Ray, thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Means a lot. And Sean Sears, thank you, Sean, for your contribution.
Collaboration.
We always collaborate. And we're going to get to our favorite people. What a joy to get a chance to once again catch up with Dan Bernstein and Leila Rahimi. Guys, it just it makes us feel glorious every morning to get to the point where we talk.
Hi, Dan and Leila.
There's nothing but the deepest irony in the fact that Dustin embodies Cinco de Mayo for you, and Ray is right there.
Well, first of all, I don't think Cinco de Mayo. I think that's more of a kind of made up holiday. I don't think it's celebrated in Mexico.
Correct.
St. Patrick's Day is like a it's like a religious holiday, or it used to be until they realized they could make money by having a parade in Dublin, in Ireland. So I don't think it's the same type of thing. But Dustin likes to drink beer. And that's what Americans do on Cinco de Mayo. We drink kind of, you know, Mexican beers. There are some excellent ones. And we eat our version of Mexican food, which is obviously less spicy and less authentic.
Not in this city, it's not.
So that's... No, I'm talking about, you know, Dustin at home.
Oh, I see.
The Taco Bell and a couple of Corona Lights means that he's having a Cinco de Mayo celebration.
I see. So it's basically Dustin is inauthentic.
That's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
But if you want to beat him over the head with it, go right ahead. Can I tell you another inauthentic incident that happened? We talked a little bit earlier in our show about this idea that, hey, Blake Rutherford hit a home run. Did you see Gavin Sheets hit a home run? And he started in right field, did Sheets, and then he moved in to first base. But does this mean that the White Sox are starting to get some of these outfielders, some of these young bats think they can make their way to the major leagues? And David said, well, what's Jake Berger doing? So I did look it up. Jake Berger left in the fifth inning. He felt a strain in his quadricep muscle. So in other words, the minor league system is off and running and pretty much back to normal.
That's bad. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have mentioned it if I knew that.
Jake Yikes. Berger. I was so excited when I heard he was taking hacks and finally going to see some action on the field and legit minor league games. And now you tell me this.
I mean, it's ironic, isn't it, that we thought Jake Berger might be able to contribute, but instead they made a burger for Yermin Mercedes. That's what happened.
First round pick. Yeah. Why
and
not?
Is he the
right?
one? Did he tear his Achilles while standing in his backyard?
Twice. He's had a couple problems with his Achilles. I think, two injuries. So that's
two Achilles.
That was his second one. He re-aggravated the Achilles tear initially.
And did he stand in the backyard or did he step in a hole?
I thought he was walking.
A hole there. I get confused because Cespedes had the wild boar attack him and he stepped in a hole, right, running away.
Correct.
And that's how he hurt his leg. But Jake Berger, it was just like he, maybe it was uneven ground. I don't know.
I feel like it's akin to the collarbone injury. You know how essentially they isolate the collarbone because of the likelihood that it gets broken again. And that was what was going on with that Achilles. But man.
Not good. You can't miss what you never had, but you do wish that he would stay healthy so you could find out what you might have.
Just to clarify, it's not a serious injury. The manager said a day or two.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
No, the serious injury yesterday we're so used to this pattern now where all of our Twitter feed for baseball is our various stat mavens and observers and noticers saying Jacob DeGrom has thrown more 98 mile an hour pitches than anybody in a season. And look at him compared to the rest of the league. And half of us say, yeah, it's just a matter of time before the next tweet is Jacob DeGrom is experiencing stiffness. And indeed, now that's happened. It's just the inevitability of some of this. And I saw there's a lot of people now, again, larger picture hand wringing about pitcher health and pitcher injuries and what can be done. The answer is probably nothing. I think we're starting to reach the limits of what the human body can do. And this is just, we have to resign ourselves to the fact that if we're asking everybody to throw 98, this is just, it's going to keep happening in one way or another, that the body isn't designed to handle this.
We've talked about this before, but you have seen examples, and I don't know how often it's happened because it's been a while since I think we've looked into this, but the preemptive Tommy John surgery, you know, right. When you talk about teenagers and throwing, and if there's a sense that you have a prospect on your hands, there's going to be that inevitable surgery you referenced, Dan. They get it out of the way so they don't have to deal with it later, knowing how it might interrupt your career or your progress.
But we're even beyond that. In the kinetic chain, though, even if you stabilize the elbow, and we know Tommy John works. And you can fix an elbow. But now it's after that. Now we're seeing, you know, the lat injuries and the shoulder stuff and the thoracic outlet syndrome. You know, at some point, the force has to go somewhere, even if the elbow can handle it or the repaired elbow can handle it.
Half of us or Dan of us? Because I'm still enjoying DeGrom hitting 98 and doing his thing.
Yeah, let's hope that lasts for a while.
Oh, you can have both. I mean, we can enjoy it, but it's just just knowing it's not sustainable, knowing that it's not meant to keep going like that.
This is the great reveal of life, isn't it? I mean, we're not just talking about pitching here. We're talking about human beings. It's not sustainable. At some point, it does come to an end, and every moment is precious as a result.
The second law of thermodynamics, entropy increases. Order tends to disorder.
Wow. Suddenly got deep.
Real deep.
Deep. Deep in here, guys. I know that.
I love Look outside my window, pondering life for a second. I just want to see DeGrom throw 98. What the heck?
What a downer, Dan, because you know what? Yesterday was a great day in Chicago baseball. They had a doubleheader sweep nobody saw coming. You had the White Sox with a shutout. Dylan Cease looking like the guy that people expected him to be. A hellacious effort by the White Sox.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, baseball sometimes. And when you looked at that schedule and you saw that it's Kershaw and Bauer, you're like, well, boy, great. And then, you know, I didn't expect it. You flip on the TV in the middle of the day, and all of a sudden, you know, Kershaw's kicking the dirt and cursing the heavens. And sometimes it's your day.
And Bauer looked angry, but he always looks angry. He always looks a little bit mad at the world, and that was kind of fun to see.
Were some great duels in that game last night.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, the strikeout, I have to think of it now because I wrote down so many notes because you know me. But there were some great duels in that game. The Steele and Barnes duel and the curveball that had that east-west break to end the inning. Man, that was fired up. I loved it.
Oh, Steele was fired up, too. You see that? Yeah. I mean, that was...
He went Amir Garrett.
I was going to say, not quite Amir Garrett, but... That's...
Javi Baez jumped over the rail. He forgot that he was on his team.
He flipped off the wrong pitcher.
I thought Bauer Bryant that went 3-2.
He flipped him off on I have it.
And then he aces him 96 on the other half. That was
unfair.
Nasty.
That was unfair. Oh.
Yeah, I did not see the Clayton Kershaw one inning outing coming. I got to tell you, did not see that coming. Well,
didn't you think that he was injured? And are we sure that he wasn't based on how he was looking at his hand? I know none of the stories that I saw after the game alluded to that or referenced it, but you have to wonder.
His pride was damaged.
Rich Hill blister, maybe?
Bruised ego?
Jake Arrieta.
Abrasion?
Abrasion.
Owie.
Jake Berger, just in general.
I only needs a day or two. Don't worry about him.
I say that, but I really think he's a fun follow on Twitter. Like, he's entertaining. I just want to see him play.
Yeah,
he seemed so excited. I'm very buzzkilled about this. I'm not going to lie.
I want Blake Rutherford to be a prospect again. He used to be a prospect.
Well, yeah, he homered last night, right? For Charlotte? Did you say that?
He hit
a home run? So
he did homer.
That's nice.
That's what I'm saying. I want him to be a prospect.
You know
who
else
I think
is
your team's
that?
On the field.
Yeah, I think you're right.
The other person in that soup is Mike Rodolfo.
Yeah, boy. Poor Mike Rodolfo's had his share of injuries. He didn't have that preventive Tommy John surgery.
You'll have to forgive me. I don't know where all these guys are at in the minor league system of the White Sox. I didn't think we were going to have to do all of that this year again. So where is Mike Rodolfo now, and how long before he gets to Chicago?
Where is Cespedes? Where is Yolky Cespedes? And you know, where in the world is Yolky Cespedes?
I think he's on his way to Birmingham. That's the rumor.
I went through all the rosters trying to find his name just to figure out where he was at, and I complained about it yesterday. What happened to him? Why isn't he? And James Fox tweeted us and told us he was having some kind of a passport issue, a visa issue, but he would be going to Birmingham, as you say, David.
Adolfo's in Double A.
But he's Adolfo is. But Yoelki isn't anywhere yet.
Right.
He's somewhere, obviously.
But
he
had been in Arizona. Did they kick him out of Arizona? What happened? Where is he with the – I mean, is he waiting? Is he at the embassy just holding up, waiting to get the visa so he can report?
What we need to do is we need to add all of these White Sox prospects to your iPhone Find My Friends. And that way you can just open it up and you can just have a little blue dot for wherever they are, sort of like when you're trying to figure out where your kids are, and I can see if my daughter left her dorm to go to class or if my kid's
great.
On the red line.
Why don't I give them all a cell phone and then I can just find them that way.
But see, Dan, that threatens to be our 6 o'clock hour, you know, for the month of May.
Find my friend. Guys, that is so 2010. Have you seen these air tags? Like, surveillance has gotten real scary real quick. If you want to see something bizarre and disturbing, check out the air tags. They're supposed to be like the tile trackers that are a Bluetooth tracker for like your lost keys, your phone, or for some people, a person they're trying to track.
How is that different than just pinging someone's phone or tracking someone's phone? I know you can. It's a small tag you can like put on a suitcase or your laptop or your keys, that kind of
consent.
Thing. But how is it?
Consent is what makes it different because you volunteer on your phone to be available for like location sharing. But with a tag, they just tag you, and that whole. I know it's not in the vaccine. I know it's just actually a device that you see.
Oh, my God.
They track
you. Open that door. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But wait,
come
so
at
somebody,
me today.
Wait, hold
come
on
at
second.
Me.
I thought
somebody
there was
could
a
put
shortage
a...
of chips. I thought we were running out of those, and the Chinese had moved ahead of us.
But it's just like a James Bond thing where you
Russia
could put
has.
One of these tags on the underside of the bumper of someone's car, or you could put it inside someone's shirt.
Yeah,
oh.
Right around the collar. Yeah, of a jacket.
Well, I know you
and
would
they're
know.
Saying, the reports say that if you have an iPhone, the iPhone will pick it up. But I don't know what happens if you have an Android. Just in general, I don't know what happens if you have an Android. But in this case, I'm not sure that it does. But I'm just warning you all now
Android.
From your friendly stalker department that this is a thing.
Hmm.
I wish I had an Android. I wish I had an army of them.
Of actual androids?
Yes.
Like an iRobot?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, so every time I went out, I was surrounded by them, and I pushed through crowds, and no one could get near. But no one else gets them.
They'd be turned against you. Somebody would reprogram them and turn them against you.
There'd be a mutiny.
It'd be half an hour. I'd, like, say something to them, and they turn against me. I got no hope. I want Oscar Colas here, and I want him here now. I don't care if he hasn't signed yet. I think they ought to get him in here and see what he can do.
Hey, guys, we got a little news that came across. Thank you, Texter, for letting us know. Per James Fegan 3 minutes ago, Tony La Russa said Adam Eaton is dealing with a bruise on his knee after hitting the wall last Thursday and some hamstring tightness.
Yeah,
oh boy.
He pulled him out of the game yesterday with the idea of getting him a couple days off. We knew he was banged up. So it's not a huge surprise. He's not.
He's tough. You know, he's tough. He's going to put an ice pack around it, and he's going to get up.
He's going to talk himself through it.
Yeah, he's tough, man. He's got that hockey mentality. He's got. He's not going to be out for a while. He'll play hurt. They can't afford another injury.
He's bad. That's the problem. he just really isn't that good. And he had a brief moment where he was okay, and now he's not anymore. 2016, he was a hell of a player. This isn't that guy.
Yeah. He's, you know, what else he got, though?
Time to pick it apart, Dan. Yeah. Wait, just come on. Let us have
a moment. I found it odd that when the odds changed yesterday, I was steeling myself for the betting market to reflect the loss of Luis Robert, the loss of, what do we calculate, you know, a net of like 7.5 wins above replacement from their outfield. And amazingly, at least on it was BetAG, they went from 10-1 to win the World Series to merely 11-1 to win the World Series. The Cubs went from 50-1 preseason to 80-1. So they had the huge drop, and for whatever reason the White Sox didn't. And I don't know if they're baking pitching. In the pitching or if the market reflects the belief that they're definitely going to add at the deadline. I don't know the answer to that. I just found it interesting.
Well, how many starting pitching rotations do you think are better than the White Sox in the first 6 weeks of the season?
I don't know if you can say any with the play of Robert.
I would say that's got to be a big part of why there's still this confidence that, well, while they don't have Jimenez and they don't have Luis Robert, you know, it's still a rotation that is going to carry this team as far as it's going to go.
I like the optimism. It's a nice change.
Yeah, I said to David, we'll see what happens after. Not tomorrow. I don't think we'll be in a dark place tomorrow, I hope. But, boy, after the weekend series with Kansas City, and then you get the – I'm just saying a week from today, right, after the Royals and the Twins, maybe we'll be dancing around and happy, or maybe we'll be trying to pull off deals for Rick Hahn so he doesn't have to worry about it. We'll make some calls for him, line up some guys. We're willing to help.
I think that's fair.
So you're going to find guys internally because you're tracking all the prospects, and you're going to find guys externally. Brian Goodwin was an addition that may save us from Billy Hamilton innings and appearances. But Billy Hamilton starting in center field today. I mean, you got too many just replacement level dudes in that lineup to sustain. So if you're really going to rely on
pitching,
he's
better than Nick Williams, right? Isn't he better than Nick Williams? Haven't we decided that at least, Dan?
I don't know.
2019, he was.
Only because you haven't seen him yet. The unknown. That's in his favor. Strength,
much preferred.
Unknown.
Yeah. Looking for a single out of Billy Hamilton, guys. It's happening.
Billy Hamilton. He said he was pretty good defensively.
He's fast.
Well, yes.
Yeah. He's fast.
He's fast. He's a fast guy, and that's fine. And if you want to use him like a Terrence Gore and have him on the end of your roster as an extra inning guy to start on second base, outstanding. That's the perfect role for him.
What have ye today?
Well, we are going to start out. There was some just fabulous sound on Marquee Network with our guy Andrew Chafin, who was mic'd up and screwing around, shagging balls before a game. And I want everybody to hear it just because it's so much fun. And Mike Florio joins us at 10. We've got some White Sox talk after that. We've got the Midday Midway today. Cody Decker will join us at 11. And at 11:20, the Oklahoma State offensive coordinator Casey Dunn will tell us about Tevin Jenkins, who's apparently the Bears' starting left tackle.
That'll be a good interview. He played 490 snaps at offensive left tackle, I believe, and I'd be curious to see you know, why they changed him back. But that looking forward to that. What time is that? 11:20?
That's 11:20. I think they changed him back because they had an injury on the right side, and the next guy up was only comfortable playing left, is how I understood it.
Have a great
show. All right, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.